Machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Everyone knows the Machlokas. Do we start with lighting one candle the first night and add every single night add a candle? Or do we start the first night with 8 candles and go back every night, subtract one, go down one every night? So everyone knows Machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. We pass on like Beis Hillel. So the Gemara brings two reasons, as everyone knows, why we pass on like Beis Hillel. That we start lighting one candle every night, and every night we add another one, till late night. So the Gemara is two. One reason the Gemara says for Beis Hillel, because Milan Mekodesh Ein Mosifin. That's Reid Meridin. I made that mistake today also, I was practicing. We go up in Kedusha, and we don't go down in Kedusha, sorry. Mainly because of Shema Reden. So I heard an interesting question that, so that's every night. We start the first night one candle, the second night two candles. We get to eighth night, 8 candles. So what happens the ninth night? Mainly because of Shema Reden, and we're up to the ninth night, the ninth day. We went up in Kedusha, and now what? Now it's a down, it's a stop. Well, what goes on afterwards? So,
Go back to Seder.
Ah, okay. I heard a nice shot. So, for someone, his name is Avram, the same Amram we just had the Gemara. Avram Houston, he told me the shot. It was someone I learned in Mary Shiva. So, a nice shot like this, is that really the shot, it's not that we do it one night, and most of the whole is the second night. It's a virgin momentum, that we start the first night with one candle, then we go up, and when it comes to the ninth day already, we don't need a light anymore. Because it's so strong, the Milan Bekodesh is so strong that it's not even necessary to light. Tomorrow will be drush a little bit, but it's a very nice... Sorry to say this, thanks. Every step is always there for me. It's not necessary to light anymore. It's not because we have an inner fire. Milan Bekodesh is a reason. So I was thinking, Kodesh Kena Chabura is a Chabura, Milan Bekodesh. I heard a story. It's a true story. Actually, I didn't hear the... but it's a true story. There was a family, where did they live? They live in Ephrat. But they had a kid. And what happened was, right away, the kid was having problems. Right away, this was the rookie. They went to this doctor, that doctor. And finally, there was a heart problem. They went to the local cardiologist. And he said, whatever, he has a unique thing in his heart. He's not going to make it. That's what they told him. So they didn't know what to do, but eventually they found the head surgeon in Hadassah in Karen, and he told them, I want to, they did the whole story, did all this ultrasounds and everything, and he said, so we have what to do for you. There's one operation, it's a very complicated operation, it was four operations, each one 8 hours long, if I remember correctly. I said, we'll do the surgery, the kid is going to live no problem. And in Kachava, that's what happened. And Baruch Hashem, the kid lived. He did his complicated, and it could have been. I'm not sure, but I know the surgeon definitely one that he gives discounts to people who don't have money, and he gave them a discount. It was an expensive operation also, and he saved the child's life. So he's thinking. So this family, what are they thinking to this doctor? They're saying, oh, what a tzaddik, what a great guy he is. Well, look how call him a kaiyim nefesh achas b'Yisrael kiyum olam mole. This is what to strive for. This is where it's at. This is such a doctor that's being most a nefesh, and giving up his life to help people, to save people's lives. And this thing the Gemara says in Megillah, it says Gadol Talmid Torah Yotzei Me'Atzilus Nefashos. That a person who sits and learns, is greater than Atzilus Nefashos. It's just hard to imagine it. In this family, you can imagine the karas hatov they have to this doctor. You imagine kamekayim nefesh achas, what a person is. But still, gadol tamid Torah yotzei me'atzilus nefashos. That a person sits to learn. I would say a person is a first seder, a second seder, a ninth seder. It comes out that's more chashuv than saving people's lives. So again, I was telling someone said, oh, so I shouldn't save someone's life. So avada halach is mitzvah shev yochel asot ederechem avada mechuyim to save someone. Okay, but if there's someone else who's able to save him, someone you see someone drowning, and someone else runs in to save him, and you're sitting and learning the whole time, it's even greater, whatever that means. But Gadol Talmid Torah Yotzei Me'Atzilus Nefashos. I heard to bring out the point a little clearer. someone told me that a seminary teacher was trying to explain this to her Tamidot. So she said, if you have a husband that's saving people's lives, that's so chashiv. But if you have a husband that's sitting and learning, that's even greater. That's even greater. One other story I was thinking, and I was in Lakewood. I was in Lakewood a couple years ago, and I was a buffer then. So anyway, so I was walking the hallway once downstairs. Those that know the under the lunchroom, there's the two base mattresses down there. I remember there was an electrician fixing a light bulb, not a light bulb, a light fixture. There's an electrician. I made that mistake also when I was practicing. There's an electrician that was fixing a light fixture. And Rav David Shustel, who's one of the Rishivas of Lakewood, everyone knows, he told his electrician, he said, what a schus you have. What a schus you have to fix the light fixtures of Lakewood Beis Medrash. And I was thinking, Kol Shekhen us, so we're not only zochet to fix light fixtures, we're benefiting from the light fixtures. We're able to set a learn what a schus we have. What a schus we have. Also, what a schus we have to be in Beis Medrash and to be netted from such chush of Rosh HaKaburas. I was thinking about what to say. Everyone knows that the person who speaks has to speak about the Rosh HaKaburas. It's a schus to speak about the Rosh HaKaburas. I see Rabbi Silverman's eyes are rolling. Don't worry, he'll roll even more when I turn, hopefully. he made me speak, so it's only fair to...
My wife, alright.
If anyone wants to ask them, to speak, I was thinking what to say about them. So to speak about their learning, there's nothing to talk about. Everyone can speak to them. They know they're godless material. Nothing to speak about. But I think to add a little bit, that if everyone realizes, takes a look at all the Rosh Chaburas we have, their midas, everyone knows how they're willing to bend over backwards for everyone. How they never take credit for themselves. I heard a story, this happened yesterday. I think it's true. It definitely makes sense it's true. Someone wanted to speak to one of the Rosh Chaburas, and the Rosh Chabura took them to Malcolm Blishem, for those who know what it is, and he took them out for a coffee, and Rosh Chabura, and a Ragalach. Decided that to really do anything for the Chabura. They're willing to bend over backwards for the Chabura. I just wanted to end. I heard a rumor. I don't know if it's true, but I heard a rumor. But even though a person is not supposed to be Kabbalish and Harav, Alachish, Miyabai, as it says, that some of the Chabura is considering going back after Pesach, after the summer. So, what? Most of them? I just want to make a comment. Not that it's really my business to say anything, but I'll say it anyway. Everyone in the Chabura is a massive mile of the Kodesh Fame region. Everyone's staggering from each other. Everyone's growing from each other. I was just thinking the other day how every single person adds a certain mile to the Chabura that there's a fancy word. They're idiosyncrasies. If I said it right. To the Chabura. And it's every single person adds together, and that's what makes the Chabura so special. And if you could ask, definitely we have the Rosh Chavrus Mishur. If you could ask, if you could beg, if anyone's able to reconsider, as they say, to think over again, maybe to stay a little longer, that we can build the momentum together, we continue to stay together, we very much appreciate it. Thanks.
Grand here, talking to you. And the Chesky.